The recently established Economic Growth Council, EGC, has set a target of achieving 5% growth in 4 years. One of the initiatives outlined for accomplishing this objective is increasing access to capital and other business development tools among entrepreneurs. Chairman of the EGC, Michael Lee Chin, outlined the council's plan to accomplish this in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
There are many who feel that we don't have adequate mechanisms where true development banking, where the bank really takes the risk for people who have great ideas but little collateral.
Well, firstly, banks, that's not the business of a commercial
or development bank.
Development bank. Okay. Yeah. So let's step back a little bit, Ian. We all watched Rio that Sunday night men's 100 meter race. Right? We saw 8 men went down. On your marks, of the 8 men who were present that night, how many of them were Saudi Arabian princes? How many?
Yes, well, I can't recall.
None?
Yes.
How many of them, how many of the 8 were born with a golden spoon in their mouth?
True.
None.
Yes.
So what we saw there that night was the perfect meritocracy.
Yes.
So when you have a meritocratic system, you see what we saw, right? You have, it's only a matter of desire that will win. Perseverance, hard work, right? So what we need to build in Jamaica is a meritocratic society. Unfortunately, we don't. We have a society where you have capital aristocracy. You have intellectual aristocracy. You have access aristocracy. We don't have a meritocracy. So now, we now have to address that situation because we can't get the best if we have various aristocracies and not a meritocracy. So our job at the EGC is to do what we can to level the playing field. So that if you have the desire, you're willing to put in the hard work and perseverance, you can be on that playing field.
So through what mechanisms would you accomplish that? There are people watching us now with ideas, there are people watching us wanting to be entrepreneurial, but they are blocked, they don't have the opportunities for financing and so on. What hope can you give those persons?
Well, firstly, the realism is that most ventures are not successful. That's the reality,
that's
right?
True.
So therefore, if you are, we now have to develop an ecosystem to really distill ventures into those that are successful, and then provide access to equity capital, which is venture capital, and the various forms of financing, mezzanine, and the various types of debt. So we have to look at our entire ecosystem. And as we're speaking this morning, we had a meeting with the Development Bank of Jamaica.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And we spoke about the continuum of financing from venture to debt, right? And all between. So what we're doing is architecturing a plan that would deal with all the various aspects, and then we'll put in a mechanism whereby we can implement that plan. So we're re-looking at the entire architecture of our financial system and making sure that we are covering all the bases, which is not the case right now.
So it won't be business as usual at all if the Economic Growth Council's ideas are to be followed.
Ian,
you're looking to change things.
Business as usual
can't work.
Has gotten us to where we are.
That's true. We've got to be mad as hell about our current situation.
Exactly.
Chairman of the Economic Growth Council, Michael Lee Chin, in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.